Welcome back to the Flat Rate Tech Podcast. Been busy working on my house, family stuff, holidays, all that good stuff. Been busy at work, working my ass off, sweating my ass off. Same old shit every day in this business. Directors just, they don't want to change anything, man, for the better. They're always worried about making their fucking numbers, you know? They make you work on shit that you don't want to work on. Shit that don't even belong at the place you work. Whether it's a dealership or shop or whatever. Just trying to make that fucking dollar, man. Advisor's still just writing anything up. Fucking 300,000 mile car. Can't even get fucking parts for it. Fucking 97 fucking truck. Expect you to fix it. And you go put fucking aftermarket parts on it, and it just fucking takes a shit anyways. Cheap ass parts. I don't know how you guys do it in those fucking smaller shops. Is that all you guys use, is aftermarket parts? That would suck, man. At least parts are starting to come back, though. Not for old cars, but all this back order shit's starting to get a little bit better. I haven't ran into any issues lately. At least not with parts. You guys have that one guy in your shop that always tries to leave early. Hides in the fucking bathroom. That shit's so aggravating, just watching that. You know, 4 o'clock comes around, supposed to leave at 5. Get all their cars done. And then they go fucking hide in the bathroom, dude. I don't know why, but that bugs the shit out of me. It's like he doesn't want to get another ticket because he might stay 5 minutes late. Sometimes you got to stay late, man. I don't know why that bothers me so much. You know you got that guy in your shop. It's probably you. Fucking hiding in the bathroom watching YouTube. Or, yeah. We had a guy that would take a customer's car out on a test drive, go ride around through the neighborhoods and find lawnmowers that people were throwing out, and take a customer's car to their house, grab the lawnmower, throw it in the trunk, and then come back to work with a fucking lawnmower in the back of a customer's car. What kind of shit is that? This same guy was on his way probably to go get another fucking lawnmower or some kind of junk somebody's throwing away. Didn't latch the hood. Was driving down the highway and fucking hood blew up and busted his windshield. That's what he gets, man. And he wasn't a bathroom hider. He actually worked. But when he went on his test drives, man, he had his side gig going. Well, fucking lawnmower heist. We had another guy. They sent him to school down south. Not gonna say where, but this fucking guy, you know, when you go to school, they give you a rental car, they pay for your hotel, they pay for your food, all that shit. Well, he got a rental car, went down there for a week. This bitch comes back with two palm trees in the back of the fucking rental car. Two goddamn palm trees with dirt all on the bottom. He dug these motherfucking palm trees out from the hotel and stole them and brought them home and planted them in his fucking yard. Speechless, man. Our director at that time thought it was the funniest shit ever. He didn't give a shit. He never got in trouble for it. Hotel never said anything. I don't know, man. Fucking crazy. That same guy used to call another dude that worked at the shop fucking Beetlejuice. It's a fucking lot porter guy. Looked like fucking Beetlejuice, man. Like, really looked like Beetlejuice. Fucking stunk and everything. Beetlejuice. Had some fun back in the day. Back then, somebody was in the bathroom taking a shit, they'd light bottle rockets off inside the bathroom to get them to come out. Throw M80s in there and shit. Maybe that's why I don't like it when people hide in bathrooms. I can't do that anymore. That's probably what it is. Figured it out! I don't know. Do that shit, man. The fucking SWAT team will be here. Crazy. Well, that's about all the time I got. I gotta go test drive a customer's car and see if I can find any palm trees or lawnmowers. Get back to work. I know my audio still sucks. You don't have to keep telling me. Still working on it. Any questions, comments? Send them to flatratetechpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. I'll catch y'all next time.